Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Lots to understand, you know, to take away from Benny's comments. And understanding the environment's dynamic.
And it's changing.
It's dynamic.
It's changing. And so although whenever there's change, there's a resistance to that change, which brings up anxiety levels.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about the world,
yeah.
the macro world, things right. that you really can't influence in your own house.
Right.
But there are things that happen in your home or in your family that influence your retirement.
Yep.
And so before the break, you mentioned if your parents are ill, can that derail your retirement?
So it's a broader conversation. And, you know, we often reflect back when we're thinking about these shows, what was common themes, questions we were getting throughout the course of the week. I had an interesting week upon reflection because most of my conversations in one way, shape, or form, Faisal, connected to health.
Okay.
Okay. And so one of the meetings I had, you know, with respect to that, the sort of the throat of this segment, I sat down with a couple doing a review, and we got on to, I mean, the metrics were fine, their financial plan, they were meeting their objectives, so on and so forth. But the conversation came around to parents. I said, so what's going on? Let's talk broadly about life, what's changed, and so on and so forth. Mom and dad are still alive, mm-hmm. his parents. And their health is failing. I mean, they're in their 80s, and as things do, getting a little weaker. Okay, mom's getting a little weaker physically. Dad might be forgetting some more things, you know, not sure if that's an aging thing or a problem. But here's the trouble, Dave, is my siblings aren't going to be able to help with this if mom and dad need more money than what they have. And they do have some money, although modest.
Okay.
So there's a potential that we could be in a position where we need to chip in financially.
Okay.
How are we going to plan for that?
Yeah.
And that's a health bucket conversation.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll come back to that. I had a second conversation with another client. Again, doing a review, and we were just exploring the different areas that we want to talk about. And in the lifestyle conversation, I noted that her traveling has decreased over the past, call it 18 months. So why is that? Well, hip. Okay, so I'm having some troubles with my hip.
So mobility.
It's a mobility issue. Pain's not too bad right now. Mm-hmm. Concern that, you know, the pain's coming. But I'm just not confident enough to be now overseas if anything should happen to me.
Yeah.
You know? And so as I was going, and there were others. There was two or three other connections to health. And, you know, I was thinking about one of the presentations we had at our retirement conference. So we host an annual retirement conference in June for clients and their friends. And a very well-attended session, we got some very good feedback on it, was this notion of how do I plan for healthcare costs and general quality of life issues in retirement.
Yeah.
And I just thought it's something that will touch us all. Health will touch us all at some point through this journey we call retirement.
Yeah.
Right? It may not touch you directly. It may be through a partner, a family member, or it could even be a close personal friend.
Yeah.
Right? But at some point, it touches this. And we need to think a little bit about, and this is the gray area, right? Doing the math and in financial planning and whatnot is one thing. But there's an art to this. And the art is all the gray stuff. And it's the experience of health that it's going to have on lifestyle. There can be associated costs with it. There can be changes in lifestyle as a result of it. Right? How do we think about this stuff? And it's not an easy conversation to have with people, yeah. right? Yeah. So I know that the health bucket is something that is near and dear, and it's near dear to your heart and your passion. Absolutely. You kind of lead the health bucket
yep.
here.
Yeah.
But, I suppose I'm challenging our listeners today to start thinking about that. And you have an interesting line that you share with people generally at our seminars. And you talk about our 65-year-old clients who are retiring, thinking about their lifestyle and income and, you know, planning for retirement, telling their kids to plan for retirement. But what are the 85-year-old clients
say? What I say is a 65-year-old client will tell their child, save for your retirement.
Yeah.
An 85-year-old client of ours will tell their children, save for your health care.
Right.
They're seeing the change in the health care system right. where they're paying more and more out of their pocket.
Right.
So their parents are saying, don't assume it's all holidays and sunflowers and stuff like that.
Yep.
Sunflowers, don't ask. and so, but what they are saying is, you're going to have to start paying for your own health care.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Well,
right? And so this is where now what we're seeing with this aging demographic mm-hmm. is our clients are starting to take care of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some are doing it with the day-to-day care and some are doing it with the financial care. So giving up time or giving up money,
yep.
right? And so there are people who feel obligated because they're parents. I get that.
Yep.
That they need to put some money into this program and help their parents out. The challenge is sitting down with your parents and saying, well, what the heck do you want? What kind of care do you want?
Right.
What's going to happen? And now, there are cases where, you know, severe, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, where then you have no choice but take over.
Right.
And now you have to make those decisions as a personal care directive.
Yep.
But there are times where, like, I'll pick on my father. His mobility has changed over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. It is tougher. I can't take him to long distance traveling and so forth like I could have 5 years ago.
Right.
And so as his mobility changes, and assuming it does and gets worse, mm-hmm. there's going to be a different type of conversation. So the conversations I'm having with my father are, well, you're alone, Dad. You're in one end of the city. I'm in the other. What happens if something goes wrong? Mm. How would I know?
Yeah.
How would anybody know to help you?
Right.
So the conversation has to go into the quality of care, the monitoring of that individual, what kind of financial compensation or financial contribution is a better word to use to help this person, whomever they be. They may not even be a parent. They just might be a sibling or a loved one. What is your and what responsibility? This also has a conversation with your parents potentially of how much money you got.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be difficult. Here's an interesting one. I'm going to take you back a week further. I had a conversation, again, a review with a client. Wife is suffering from a hip problem and is in pain. 18 months, mm-hmm. okay, to get it fixed. I said, well, listen, I'm going to connect you with another client of ours who decided to go outside of the Canadian system, went down to the United States and get this repaired and talk about it. And they did speak. Now, I don't know what this couple is going to do, but the person that I connected with, he said, I am not waiting for 18 to 24 months. The pain is too great. It's going to kill the quality of my life through that period of time. So he budgeted for, went down to the United States and got it done within literally less than a month.
We have another couple that waited the 24 months.
Yeah.
And he is having a tough time with his recovery.
So here's what I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent, but the decisions that you make in the financial plan will often put in, you know, every 5 years or 8 years or 10 years for a new car. Okay. I think we might be getting to a point now where we're going to have to put in $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 every 10 years, or at least at some point for a new hip or a new knee or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
That's what our healthcare planning might come to.
Yeah.
For many families in this country.
And that's part of the ongoing review of the health bucket. There are many people in our industry that do not discuss the health care and the health of their client.
Right.
And as it changes, because there's the fun years, there's the not so fun years. And those not so fun years is when you start taking out the car mm-hmm. as part of their income bucket or expenses and start bringing in the hip, the knee that you might have.
Yeah.
You might have these surgeries on a private care basis.
Right.
We're not going to, some people don't want to wait for the government to figure out the healthcare program.
Right.
We've been doing this show for 10 years
right.
and they haven't figured out the healthcare program.
Right. Just the acute, everybody agrees that we should have more acute care beds, right? And in 10 years, there's only been a committee formed. So, it's
frustrating.
It is frustrating. And there's people caught up in the middle of that right now. And I'm not poking, taking shots at the Canadian healthcare system. There's real challenges they have to overcome. But as individual families, we do have choices, right? And medical tourism is becoming one of the conversations I'm having more and more of. Right. Okay. Let's remind everybody before we sign off on the show about our upcoming seminar.
Yep. Health is an important piece of your retirement. How do you protect that on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel, West Calgary? You need to reserve your seat. So give us a call, 966-8400.
Thanks for tuning in for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to joining you again next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.